Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome to the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Lindsay Perry with us once again. I'm Brad Brown. Lindsay, the last couple of days we've looked at where people should be roundabout now as far as the comrades training goes for the Vic Clapham. If that's what your goal is, go back two episodes, listen to that one. If you're looking for a bronze, yesterday we chatted about that. But for the guys and girls who are aiming for a sub nine, between 7.5 and sub 9 hour comrades for the Bull Rowan medal, what should they be focusing on right now? Where should they be?
Yeah, so the Bull Rowan guys are actually good runners. Okay, that is a fairly tough medal to get, and it takes a lot of training. And again, I've got to split two groups of Bull Rowan runners up here. The guys that qualified last year and got their 3.5 marathon, they need to build themselves up and literally get into shape to run another sub three and a half somewhere around early April without actually running the sub 3.5, because we don't want to do the damage of that. So right now, that group of people should be running a maximum of 60 Ks a week. They probably should be starting off quite similar to the bronzes at about 50 to 55 Ks a week, a long run of 20 to 23 kilometers on the weekend, maybe a midweek long-ish run of 12 to 15 with a 8 to 10 on the other 2 days. But they don't want to overdo it now, and they're actually in pole position. Okay, then there's another group of runners that perhaps didn't get their 3.5 last year, didn't really get close perhaps, or they are novices, so the build up has been slow. They haven't ever actually run a marathon yet, but they need to get themselves in shape at the latest in late February. So that crowd probably want to be at around 60. Perhaps a little bit more, 60, 65, but they're probably just starting to scratch on 25K training runs now, introducing a little bit of hill work to build some strength towards the end of January. Because when we look at the statistics, and I saw this I've seen a couple of Facebook chats now on the Comrades Marathon Facebook page. Over 90% of runners who get a Bull Run ran a 3.5 hour marathon, but there are loads of people who ran a 3.5 hour marathon that don't get a Bull Run. So 3.5 is quite important, but then the rest of the training that you do around it becomes critical. So you have to be sensible in your build up. If you are going to crack that 3.5 around February, it's imperative that you do then just take 10 days to consolidate, recover before you really crack on and do the hard yards in March and April.
Brilliant stuff. Lindsay, thank you very much. We're back again tomorrow for the folks who are the speed merchants, those going for a sub 7.5 for a silver medal. You'll find out tomorrow exactly where you should be this time of the year. From the both of us, until then, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.